the Small Business Podference podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. John, good afternoon. Hopefully you've been safe. MLB PA said that reports of an agreement are false, but you didn't necessarily report they'd reach an agreement, did you, John?
No. I don't know what report they're referring to, but they can't deny that there's an agreement because there isn't quite an agreement, but they are working hard on it, and there's immense optimism, and I will say that in my way of looking at it, from everybody I've talked to, it's getting close, and everybody should be optimistic that there will be a baseball season. But I would agree that certainly there is no done deal, no signed agreement at this point.
John, do we know any specifics? What about the schedule? Where are they going to play? How many teams are in the playoffs? All that stuff.
Well, the players will get their prorated pay, so that is something they've been seeking all along, and the MLB has signed off on that. So they will get prorated play. There will be expanded playoffs. There have been two discussions of expanded playoffs, and one's 14 teams. The other one is 16 teams. So I wouldn't be shocked if it's 16. Certainly the more playoff games, the more resources, the more revenues that will be coming in. So 14 or 16 playoff teams. And I think they just have to finalize the number of games. And at this point, I mean, I'd be guessing, but, you know, obviously it's going to be somewhere between 60 and 90. If you want to put it in the middle, maybe it's going to be in the 70 plus. But that would be a guess on my part. But they are. It is very promising. Things are going well, and everybody anticipates that there will be a deal. But, yes, I wouldn't disagree. If they say there's no deal yet, I would agree with that.
Hey, John, well, what about what these games are actually going to look like? I mean, let's just say that there are games. How is the league going to be broken up, and ultimately, where are these games going to be played?
Well, belief is that the teams will have their home parks and play in their home parks as usual. So I know that there have been talks earlier about hub cities in Arizona and in Texas and in Florida. Well, I mean, those states aren't doing great with the COVID situation at this point anyway, but the teams will play in their home parks as far as I know. I mean, obviously, we need the COVID numbers not to get worse before we play baseball anywhere, anyway. But the plan is for teams to play their games at their home parks.
John, real quickly here, John Heyman here on 95.7 The Game. Will there be any fallout from this that impacts the CBA negotiations next season? Next year, I should say.
Well, if they finalize this agreement, and we have every reason to think that it will get done, that is a positive. Obviously, things have been going very poorly. It became clear in recent days that the mandated season wasn't going to work. Rob Manfred instigated a meeting, flew out to Arizona, met face-to-face with Tony Clark. Those are all good signs, and if they can finalize this agreement, it's a good sign. But obviously, these were very tough negotiations, lasted much longer than anybody wanted them to last. And, you know, I'm not going to draw any conclusions. Assuming this gets done, I don't think we can say that, you know, it's going to make the CBA easy. I don't believe that it will, but, you know, it gives you hope that they can work things out.
John, we've seen the NBA trying to get restarted, and what we're finding is there's some players apparently that are a little uncomfortable for a variety of different reasons. Do we know that baseball players essentially would have 100% buy-in, given what the NBA is kind of dealing with in terms of both the health concerns and also the social justice issues?
Well, both sides have said that there have been a lot of progress on the health protocols, but they needed to figure out exactly who was able to opt out. I do believe that the players who had pre-existing conditions or something in their past that compromised their immune system probably will be able to opt out with full pay and service time. I think there was discussions about whether players could opt out with with pay and service time if they have a family member with a pre-existing condition. So I don't know the resolution of that or if there is one yet. And, I mean, there are obviously a lot of health questions to be decided, and they have to figure all that out. But my belief is that they were very, very close on that as well. So I think they'll get it done with the players who've had the issues in the past. Obviously, Carlos Carrasco has been battling a blood cancer. You know, there are guys who've had cancer in the past, Anthony Rizzo, John Lester, and other issues that someone has diabetes or asthma. I'm fairly certain, and I haven't seen the agreement, and again, there isn't one yet anyway, but I'm fairly certain they'll be able to opt out with full pay and service time. The other questions about family members, those are yet to be decided.
John Heyman here on 95.7 The Game. We're going to let you go. But before we do so, I never, ever do this, John. We've been talking on these airways for a long time. I have no idea how I've been blocked from seeing your tweets. So I'll beg you on these airways to, if you could please unblock me on Twitter. I have no idea how that happened, John.
That can't be right. That's
it can't be right, John. What's we got to fix name? This. Bonte Hill. I'm sure my producer will let you know here. I had to do it because every time they send me stuff with John Heyman, I'm saying I can't see anything. It's been happening for so damn long.
All right. You know, I'm not too good with technology, so who knows how that could have happened.
I got a few thoughts.
John, we'll talk to you next time. We'll talk to you next time, man. Stay safe out there. Thanks for the time today.
See you later. Thank you.
All right, John Heyman. That was radio.com. That was radio.com sports MLB insider. John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Pod for Its podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. And the only reason why I did that, Steinie and Covey.